to the fortress. Goblin and One-Eye, and maybe even Shifter, had been at work, using little charms to decompose the mortar between stones. "It's going to work," I muttered. "I think we're going to do it." The cavalry sortie did it. They did not get sorted out for another charge before men began running for the ford. The second charge bogged down in the sheer mass of fleeing men. "Mogaba, I love you." The men he had trained did not break formation and charge. He and Ochiba hustled up and down their lines, getting the ranks dressed and the injured out of the way. Ballista shafts were knocking stones out of the fortress wall. The captains up top gawked. A few of feeble courage abandoned the battlements. I raised my sword and pointed. The drums started. I began walking my mount forward. Lady kept pace, as did Mergen and the Standard. One-Eye and Goblin worked up a more terrible glamour around us. My two crows shrieked. They could be heard above the tumult. The enemy train was all crowded up the other side of the ford. Now the teamsters fled, leaving them blocking the retreat of their comrades. We had them in a bottle. The cork was in, and most of them had their backs to us. The grim work began. I continued my slow advance. People stayed away from me and Lady and the Standard. Archers on the battlements tried dropping me, but somebody had some pretty good spells on my armor. Nothing got through, though for a while it was like being in a barrel somebody was whacking with a hammer. Enemy soldiers began jumping in the river and swimming for it. The ballistae had a good range, all their shafts striking in a small area. The watchtower creaked and grumbled, then rumbled. A big chunk fell out, and soon the whole tower collapsed, taking parts of the fortress wall with it. I pushed into the river, across the ford, and on up between wagons. The Standard and Sindawe's men followed. The only enemies I saw were healing and towing it south. Amazing. I never struck a blow myself. It was almost workaday stuff for Sindawe's bunch to begin clearing the wagons, for some to worm through behind Mergen and cover him while he planted the Standard on the fortress wall. Fighting continued on the north bank, but the thing had been decided. It was over and won, and I did not believe it. It had been close to being too easy. I had not used all the arrows in my quiver. Though chaos continued around me, I took out my map case to check out what lay to the south. Chapter 37. Shadow Light. Cold Dark Tears. Rage and panic contended in the fountained hall at Shadowlight. Moonshadow mulled dire prophecies. Stormshadow raged. One maintained a silence as deep as that within a buried coffin. And one was not there at all, though a voice spoke for him, dark and mocking.
"I said 1,000,000 men might not be enough."
"Silence, worm!" Stormshadow snarled.
"They have obliterated your invincible armies, children. They have forced bridgeheads everywhere. What will you do now, whimpering dogs? Your provinces are a prostrate and naked woman. A 200-mile jaunt behind the Lance of Passion, and they will be hammering at the gates of Stormguard. What will you do? What will you do? What will you do? Oh, woe!